This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about the good guys are illegally pushing for door-to-door confiscation through red flag policies, not law. You need to learn from history because this is how it works, friends. Okay? Again, the good guys are illegally pushing for door-to-door confiscation through red flag policies, not law. Okay? With that said, friends, let me lay down a premise, because it was William Pitt the Younger's speech in the House of Commons, November 18, 1783. History tells us that he said, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." Let me say that again. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. William Pitt the Younger. Now, in light of what just allegedly happened in New Zealand, and I said allegedly, during the second segment, I'm going to play, and I knew this was coming because it always does, especially the way it felt and the way I discerned the whole thing rolling out like that in parallel of the Parkland shooting that took place. It was like everybody was just waiting to play their part. And it's interesting how these said massacres take place just in time. Now, Bradley, is everything a conspiracy? No, everything is not a conspiracy. And you know who this is coming from, these question marks? Is everything a conspiracy, Bradley Dean? 94% of those that say they don't believe the CIA-controlled media, which operates on a global scale, New Zealand and in America, okay? I am telling you, if you pay attention to anything, to question everything the CIA-controlled media promulgates. Question everything. Because they're the ones to call, again, friends, conspiracies, theories, only to find out, and we've done a whole show on this, friends, only to find out what we were told by the media were conspiracy theories were found out to be conspiracies indeed. The media was being used to cover for those that were guilty of the conspiracy. Read 1 Kings 13:33 when you get a moment. When you read 1 Kings and 2 Kings, friends, you'll find over and over and over and over again, conspiracies happen within so they can control the conspiracy. Let me just ask you this question. Who gains from the conspiracy? That's the one that's responsible for acting out the conspiracy. In fact, read Jeremiah 11:9. Now let me take it to this. This is some time ago. In the last couple of years, where I posted something and someone that was of age said back to me, you know, 50 years ago, I was told all the things that were taking place that mattered on a major scale, the assassination of JFK, the assassination of MLK, the assassination of RFK, up to the present. He said, we were told by the media, this was all theory, to question their narrative. And he said 50 years later, he said, as he typed it out and responded, I find out today that it's not a theory at all. In fact, it was a conspiracy. That's exactly right. And again, I would say to the 94% out there that say you don't believe the media, you best begin to question everything they say to you. And by the way, I mean everything. Case in point, just this morning, I don't know how I got on it. I think what happened is a Columbine eyewitness reports three individuals, one arrested. What are you talking about? Well, you guys remember April 20th, 1999, right? Friends, they had help. It wasn't just Eric and Dylan doing the shooting. They had help. There was over 100 eyewitnesses that said much more took place and much more were a part of doing the killing than these two kids. That's why the video, when they played it for the people at large, it was redacted, ridiculously redacted, friends, to withhold what really took place there. Were people killed? No question about it. Was there red flags? No question about it. Again, you were told that there were two shooters, yet eyewitnesses had something very different to say. And then I began to just push, friends, I clicked on to this interview with this one kid. He said there was three shooters. And then all of a sudden I looked to the right there. This is all the footage from the young people and the parents right after the shooting took place. And then another one came up and said there was four. And there was a bunch of shotguns. And then there was another one that pulled up. And another one that pulled up that were eyewitnesses to what took place there in Columbine. But how is it that the media told you that there was two people that were doing the shooting? Dylan Klebold. And another individual at Columbine High School that did the shooting. They just, folks, shielded the eyewitness accounts of Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold to the other shooters that were involved. But again, America, if I was to talk to anybody about what took place in Columbine today, yeah, you know, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, man, those two kids, yep, they were a part of it, no question about it. But why were all the eyewitnesses, folks, suppressed? And you can go back to conspiracy after conspiracy after conspiracy. Oh, and pay attention to the fact that who was the president during Waco, friends? Right? How did that play out? Oh, there was red flags. No question about it. They were set up for the kill. Who was the president? Bill Clinton, the biggest drug dealer in MENA, Arkansas. How many dead people around him and his criminal administration? And you question anybody that tells you there's foul play? Or what about the Oklahoma City bombing? Did anybody pay attention to what really took place there? And how what needed to be blown up out of existence just happened to be blown up out of existence, and all these ATF members just happened to, while they failed to report for duty that day because they knew something that we weren't supposed to know, and all those innocent people that were killed. Who was the president during that time, friends? Oh, it was the Clintons. Who was the president during the Columbine shooting? Oh, it was the Clintons. It's time to question the narratives. We'll be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933 and test your steel or bring something to the table concerning the information that we may not have. We're talking about what's going on, friends, with the red flag laws that are illegally being implemented in the United States. As a matter of fact, if I go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, for those that are not paying attention, Colorado Senate votes to pass unconstitutional red flag law. It's not a law, just so you know. It's a policy. It's null and it's void. This is where destruction comes into place. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You need the knowledge so you're not destroyed. In this particular situation, you need to remove those that passed the senators, friends, the governor, the sodomite governor there, who I warned about many years ago. You can go onto my YouTube page and find it for yourself if you'd like. He's trouble. But what do you expect from a sodomite? Abominable lifestyle that God condemns. This is what you get, okay? Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13. With that said, Colorado just passed an unconstitutional red flag bill. You need to remove those that are acting outside of their scope of authority because the people in Colorado never delegated authority for them to strip them of their God-given rights. Article 2, Section 4. Now, the good news in this part, in this story, friends, is the sheriff vows not to comply. The sheriffs have, folks, grandized power in the state to deflect anybody that would mean to come in and strip the people of their God-given rights. Good for the sheriff. But the people in Colorado need to stand up and deal with the governor and the senators that passed this unconstitutional bill, because they'll try it again and they'll do something else again because you allowed them to do the things that they're doing today. You're adding strength to tyranny by doing nothing about it. Now, I want to go back to this because you need to hear this. We're talking about the good guys are illegally pushing for door-to-door confiscation through red flag policies, not law. Learn from history. You're not going to hear this from the CIA-controlled media, friends. What I just told you, that which is on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. They're stripping, attempting to strip the American people of their God-given rights. Okay? During the first segment, I was just glossing over in the light of what just allegedly happened in New Zealand, because I knew this was coming. Everything just rolled out way too fast. It was like people were waiting for their cue to act, and they did, right? In light of what has allegedly happened in New Zealand, one might ask themselves the question, why is it that their acting government would attempt to disarm their own citizenry instead of arming them to protect themselves against armed assailants? Common sense comes into play. Luke 11:21 and Luke 11:22. Okay? Furthermore, why is their acting government detaining and charging their own citizens for sharing the video of this alleged massacre? After all, it was broadcasted live on Facebook, right? Well, one man has been arrested and charged with two counts of objectionable materials in New Zealand's Films, Videos, and Publications Act. Really? He's being held without bail and could be sentenced up to 14 years in prison for each offense. Offense towards what? Again, this was all broadcasted live on Facebook. What's the problem? One man, again, has been arrested and charged with two counts of objectionable materials. The video that was played for the world to see. I mean, what's the problem? Could it be that the New Zealanders thought it a little odd that their prime minister, while wearing a hijab, immediately after the shooting stated that our gun laws will change, and within 6 days they banned military-style firearms right on cue? Or maybe they thought it telling when the CIA-controlled media lied while promulgating that the masses are turning in their guns, a tactic to only belittle opposition. Okay? When in fact their gun control measures completely backfired, friends. Completely. You know, it's interesting because I was onto this from the very day, from the very get-go. And here comes a brother from another mother that comes behind and brings a little more information for you to hear that the CIA-controlled media does not want you to hear. Listen carefully to this, my friends. Listen carefully.
In his so-called manifesto, the Christchurch shooter wrote that his motive was to create a conflict over gun rights that will ultimately result in a civil war. And not only is the New Zealand government eager to comply with the shooter's desire,
I can tell you one thing right now. Our gun laws will change.
But they made it illegal to possess the video that was streamed on Facebook. Mainstream media is telling you to not read the manifesto. Tyranny has taken root down under, and asking questions is becoming a crime. Here is a list of suspicious activity that people are talking about. The suspect, Brenton Tarrant, had traveled to Israel, Turkey, Bulgaria, Serbia, Pakistan, and North Korea just years before the shooting. It was during this odyssey to intelligentsia hotspots that friends say he changed. Within days of the attack, John Podesta was in New Zealand and described the country as a big, juicy target.
John Podesta said New Zealand's a big, juicy target.
In the video that Tarrant live streamed on Facebook, there are anomalies. A barefoot victim suddenly has on blue socks. A loaded magazine seems to be waiting for the shooter on the floor inside the mosque. Shell casings seem to disappear into thin air. After firing hundreds of rounds in the main room, the walls remain untouched and the bodies unbloodied. During the shooting, there were at least two active drills scheduled in Christchurch. 10 miles west of the Masjid al-Nur Mosque, elite snipers from the NZSAS and other Asian countries were involved in a training exercise. And just 3 miles south, in an abandoned floor of Princess Margaret Hospital, the New Zealand Special Tactics Group, or STG, was practicing room clearing and dealing with armed offenders. 28-year-old Australian Brent Tarrant was charged with a single count of murder for killing an undisclosed person who is still alive. The police call it an administrative error and say they will update the charging documents to change the name. Three others were arrested.
Three people have been arrested in relation to this event.
Multiple vehicles were found with explosives. And at the same time on the North Island, suspected explosive devices were found in an Auckland train station and safely blown up by the Defense Force. The very same mosque that was attacked has been written about in local news for radicalizing two young locals who later joined ISIS.
Listen carefully.
The original article has been deleted. And the government has doubled security to protect the al-Nur Mosque. A local Kiwi woman was arrested for an angry Facebook post. The Prime Minister encourages women to wear the hijab. And the entire nation observes the Islamic call to prayer.
Allah!
Islam, they would call this a jihad or a caliphate. And the government of New Zealand seems to be capitulating to it all. What a victory it will be for Islam to claim the city of Christchurch. Within days of the Christchurch shooting, a Muslim immigrant set fire to a school bus full of Italian school children to burn them alive in protest. And the mainstream media practically ignored it. Instead, they pine and beg for the same tyranny to destroy America.
That's right.
They want to keep you ignorant, which truly makes them the enemy of the people. Whosoever doubts this course will lead us to violence and destruction is either blind or ignorant.
There you have it. Okay? So, this is the information that you're not receiving over here in America concerning what... You just heard what they wanted you to hear. They set the narrative. And then they back out real quick. And what you may hear is the Prime Minister, with a hijab on, calling for a day of prayer for the Muslims in that prospective country, is going to ban guns. Wow. Strip their people of the right to defend themselves against them that mean to conquer, in many cases. This sounds a little fishy. How about you? Folks, we're going to come right back. We're going to play some more audio. And what we're going to do in parallel to New Zealand is bring it to Parkland. And I want to play some eyewitness accounts that runs against the narrative of, well, what you've been told about Nicholas Cruz. Okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrat ex-Congressman Robert O'Rourke officially kicked off his presidential campaign today in his native El Paso, telling supporters the challenges before them are the greatest of their lifetime.
An economy that works too well for too few and not at all for too many more. A healthcare system where millions are unable to see a doctor or be well enough to live to their full potential. And the last best hope of averting the catastrophe that will follow additional climate change fading before our very inaction.
O'Rourke had already visited 9 states since joining the race on March 14th. Meanwhile, Mexico says it will not be intimidated by threats from President Donald Trump, who insists our southern neighbor halt new groups of migrants heading to the border, or he may close the border this coming week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alarutha, capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you want to jump online at any time, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. Twitter is Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one. You can jump over to Sons of Liberty Media as well, the YouTube page. We got brand new videos going up every week, friends, bringing about the resolve to America's issue if you're willing to actually lawfully bring it to those that are perverting the Constitution. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube as well. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, going back to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, in the article, the good guys are illegally pushing for door-to-door confiscation through red flag policies. Notice what they're doing under this administration. This would have never happened in a million years under Barack Hussein Obama. Wake up, people. Okay? And also keep in mind, red flag policies are not law. You need to learn from history. Again, William Pitt the Younger said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It's the argument of tyrants. It's the creed of slaves. It's exactly what's being played out today in America. Now, I just took you through, friends, an audio of a guy giving you detail, detailed accounts of what's taking place behind the media and what the information is that they don't want you to have concerning what's taking place there. Friends, when you have the prime minister with a hijab on, when you have a video being played out, highlighting all of the armaments, the arsenals, friends, that they want to ban, don't you think right then and there something's a little odd? And then before you know it, the Prime Minister, right on cue, says, you know what, I just want to let you know that we are going to be banning guns. Right on cue, friends. Our gun laws will change, she said. And then the narrative begins to change. And then the reason, friends, for this audio was the fact that people that weren't paying attention to the audio and the video, well, this guy brought it to you to show you what wasn't lining up with that video. Where are the shellings? Where was the blood? And that's why I thank God for people that are willing to go out and pull the curtain back and say, hey, what's really going on here? Well, there you have it again. Now, in parallel to all of this, here in America, and like that of the shooting that took place in New Zealand, well, let's go over to Parkland High School in Florida for a moment. All videos were banned from big tech companies from the likes of Facebook, Google, and Twitter in the United States right after Parkland. Why? I'm about ready to show you why. And if you're listening, I'm ready to play some audio for you so you can understand why. It's because eyewitness accounts did not ally themselves with the CIA-controlled media's narrative. Friends, there are 70 cameras inside of that school shooting, and only 4 videos that they wanted to release to you, friends, were released. Now, I want to bring to your hearing devices, your ears, I want you to listen carefully to what a teacher identified and how she identifies what she calls the shooter. Very carefully. Listen carefully to this. This went across the CIA-controlled media outlets in the United States of America. Listen carefully.
Just 1 week ago, Valentine's Day, creative writing teacher Stacy LaPelle's class was playing music, writing love letters, when the fire alarm went off. As students filed into the hallway, she heard gunfire. The killing had begun.
I was about 2 feet away from my door. All of a sudden, I heard gunshots in the stairwell, which is about 20 feet away from my room. And then kids were screaming and then running back towards me and towards the end of the hallway. So I just went in this very strange autopilot mode where I pivoted on my feet. I unlocked my door and the kids just started pouring in my room. I don't know how many kids were in there, but I was pulling them and getting them in and shouting at them to get in the room. And then I suddenly saw the shooter about 20 feet from me, standing at the end of the hallway, actively shooting down the hallway, just a barrage of bullets. And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full...
Why are the police here?
Metal garb.
He's
helmet,
in full
face mask,
metal garb.
Bulletproof armor.
Bulletproof armor.
Rifle that I've never seen before.
Shooting a rifle
just
that she's never seen before. Wait, can you replay that? Just back up just a little bit and let her identify the shooter. She thought that it was a police officer. If this is going to happen, Bradley, why are you going after this issue again? Because of what's taking place since then. And they'll do it again if we don't call them out for what they did at Parkland. Okay? Listen to how this teacher identifies the shooter. The first thing she said is, what are the police doing here? Listen to this.
About 20 feet from me, standing at the end of the hallway, actively shooting down the hallway, just a barrage of bullets. And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full metal garb.
Full metal
helmet,
garb.
Face mask.
Helmet, face
bulletproof
mask.
Armor.
Bulletproof
shooting
armor.
Rifle that I've never seen before.
Shooting a rifle that I've never seen before. Wait, this doesn't line up with what we were told, America. And look what's taken place since Parkland. 55 new unconstitutional legislative acts, they call it, have been passed in 26 different states, which, by the way, the majority of them, through bipartisan measures, were, guess what? The good guys, the Republican government. The Republican governors in each one of the states. Again, friends, keep in mind party affiliations. They're unconstitutional. We have a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Just for the record, I'm not going down that road right now. But did you hear what the teacher just said? Now, do you know that they just released a real, real short piece of footage? And they said it was, guess who? Nicholas Cruz. And as I'm watching this video, it goes on for about 10 seconds with a kid with a shotgun. And he was a little stout, and I was even looking at him like, that, is that him? And then he walks into a hallway with his hat on. And what's interesting about it, friends, is it was so short. And it's like, wait a second, you have 70 videos in that school. Let us see what took place there. You work for us, we don't work for you, period. Okay? Well, the first thing I wanted you to hear was the teacher. She thought it was a police officer. Helmet, mask, full metal garb, shooting a rifle she's never seen before. But somehow or another, the media had it all down to a T, exactly what Nicholas did, what he had on, so on and so forth. But now let me bring you, and keep in mind, what I'm going to now share with you was banned by Facebook. It was banned by Google. It was banned by Twitter. They just want you to forget about it, friends, so they can assail you again and again and again and again. And until you begin to deal with them that are violating their oaths and their little agencies that they're using to create false flags attacks, friends, nothing's going to change. Nothing. This is one of several, friends, of the students that were outside speaking with Nicholas Cruz during this shooting at Parkland in Florida. Her name, this particular student's name, is Alexia Meadnick. Alexia Meadnick. Listen to this one.
Everyone needs to evacuate right now, so that's what we did. As I was going down the stairs, I heard a couple shots fired. Everyone was freaking out, saying that it was a gun. And as we were walking the whole class together, I actually was speaking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz.
Wow.
And as I was speaking to him, he seemed very, I don't know what the word I want to say is, but he was trouble in middle school. So I kind of joked to him about it and said, I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it. And he just gave me a huh. So that's really what happened.
Okay.
Everyone.
No, keep it going. Keep it going.
Needs to evacuate right now. So that's what we did.
Okay. With that said, she goes on in this continued interview, friends, that was banned immediately by Facebook, Google, and Twitter, that while she was sitting there with Nicholas Cruz, she heard, along with Nicholas, the shooting in the other building. This is why the big tech companies are censoring you in America today, and they're doing it incrementally, and they're only going as far as you're allowing them to go. Censoring, friends, is unlawful. Do you understand? Now, I'm talking about censoring that which is lawful. Remember what Charles D. Montesquieu said? Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. They're censoring that which is lawful so you don't expose them for their unlawful activities. And it's interesting how when they advocate or promulgate their unlawful activities, they begin to say, well, you can't censor free speech. Wait a second. You don't have the freedom to violate the law. It's that simple. And friends, this is one of several interviews of students after Parkland High School, the Parkland High School shooting. It didn't line up with their narrative, friends. And guess what? They were immediately stricken from Facebook. They were immediately stricken and removed from Twitter. And Google banned them. Folks, you have folks in your country that you have been led to believe, to trust, that are doing everything within their power to strip you of your God-given rights. Are you going to let them do it? Okay? We're going to come back and we're going to now highlight, going back to New Zealand, how they began to promulgate. Again, the CIA-controlled media in New Zealand began to tell the masses, man, the masses of the people are now turning their guns, only to belittle their opposition, when in fact, their gun control measures completely backfired. I'm going to highlight that on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
No someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know, and that right to a speedy trial? They have confession tapes online, by the way, of Nicholas Cruz. Look at the life of Nicholas Cruz, friends. Perfect. A perfect target. I'm not saying he's innocent of anything, friends. I'm just simply saying, again, it doesn't line up. That's all I'm saying here. And again, what's the objective? Who always has to gain from a conspiracy? The conspirators. What are they going for? Well, we're talking right now about the good guys. Those that you have been led to believe are the good guys are the ones illegally pushing for door-to-door confiscation through red flag policies. Know the difference. Not law. Not law. Now, going back to the New Zealanders, okay, and what just took place there. The CIA-controlled media began to promulgate, broadcast to the masses that the people are in masses turning their guns in. Now, keep in mind the Saul Alinsky tactic. This is why the media is beginning to censor people like myself across the boards, because they don't want anybody putting the question to their narratives. Okay? They have a history of not telling people the truth, friends. These people are responsible for the destruction of lives, for creating wars. This is the history of these useful idiots, and useful idiots they are. But again, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Well, if that was the case, then why is it that you have to lie to them to disarm them? Because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. That's why. If you're still free in America today, 107 affiliates listening to me right now, in America alone, why is it that you're still free? Because of the mercy of God. who's trying to strip away your freedoms, those that are lying to you, trying to belittle you, polarizing you, demonizing you, trying to get you to believe that the right thing is now the wrong thing. Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. Okay? But again, keep in mind, friends, the media gets involved, begins to tell the masses over in New Zealand that the people in droves, man, and the masses, they're giving up their guns. Well, Tyler Durden explains that this is not the norm and that Kiwis are not complying, for the most part, with the ban. This is a serious problem for tyrants, friends. And this is why, at length, this is going to come to door-to-door confiscation. If those that swore their oaths to uphold the Constitution, they are not the ones that are going to be going door-to-door. Those that are going to be going door-to-door are agents of the state. And what they're doing is illegal, and you have every right in the world to defend yourself, friends. Okay? It was reported out of an estimated 1.2 million registered guns. Notice how they were registered. They knew exactly who has the guns, just like they do illegally in America. New Zealand police report that as of Tuesday night, 37 firearms have been surrendered nationwide. No accounting was provided of how many people owned those guns, the type of firearms, or were they surrendered. By the way, if you look at illegal bump stock bans, in many cases, friends, nobody turned them in. See, this is the information they don't want you to have. This is how they conquer, through a lie. Okay? But it's interesting to note the reports of citizens disarming themselves came after a Monday announcement by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern that several and principal decisions on gun control have been made by cabinet ministers while praising residents who have surrendered their guns to the police. Of course. Right on cue. See, because Ardern asked the residents to surrender their weapons on Monday. She said, to make our community safer, the time to act is now, she said. Well, then why is it that you have armed security detail around you, lady? People, think. Think. I say, we disarm after you disarm. That will never happen. She said, I want to remind people you can surrender your gun to the police at any time. Man, our doors are wide open for you. But if there's a redress of grievances, listen, we don't want to hear that. But if you want to give up more of your freedoms, listen, we're open all day. She said, in fact, I've seen reports that people are, in fact, already doing this. I applaud that effort. And if you are thinking about surrendering your weapon, I would encourage you to do so. Is that a threat? Because she doesn't have the constitutional authority to do that in that country. Doesn't anybody think it's a little odd, friends, the timing and how fast this rolled out? A hijab on her head. Our gun laws will change, she said. And then within just 6 days, they ban military-style firearms and then begin to have a day of Muslim prayer. And then put armed guards around that mosque. Folks, that's a jihad. Who won? Who won, friends? Do you see how this works? If you go to the two towers in the United States of America, friends, it's interesting that they actually have a monument right next to one of the new towers. It's a Muslim, Islamic monument. Doesn't anybody think that's a little weird? let me show you how weird this is getting. I'm sorry, I'm typing here. John Guandoli, now for those that have heard the show, former FBI agent, had compared Muslim mosques to military bases in the United States of America, for those that did not know. And what's more disturbing than even that is the number of mosques in the United States since September 11th, 2001 has jumped up to, are you ready for this, America? Are you ready for this, those that have your heads stuck in the sand? 74%. The number of mosques in the United States has jumped up to 74%. The U.S. survey 2011 counted a total of 2,106 as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America, with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. Now, they're rushing to become representatives of their colonized communities in the United States of America. This is what they do. By the way, friends, this is not a problem that you can run from, just so you know. And might I add, this is perfect judgment upon a people that refuse to keep the commandments of the living God, period. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Going back to, it's the good guys that are illegally pushing for door-to-door confiscation through red flag policies. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Policies, 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 not law. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about when you keep saying the good guys? Can you tell us exactly who you're talking about? Yeah. Those that have been sold to you as the representatives for the people are the ones that are doing it. This is all happening under Donald Trump's administration. It would have never happened in a million years under that of Barack Hussein Obama. Do you think that the powers that be, friends, that mean to strip you of your God-given rights didn't know this? I mean, Albert Pike, the head of the Masons, said that when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. Of course! You know, I want people to get off this Donald Trump is being bullied by the media. He's being bullied by Hillary Clinton. He's being bullied by Barack Hussein Obama and other criminals around those administrations. Hey folks, Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America. He's not brought forth those prosecutors that he promised that he would do. He's not brought his Department of Justice in to deal with the one of them. And furthermore, when you see these scandals that come out in the face of the people, when's the last time you actually seen any of them prosecuted? It's the circus of politics. Again, this is smoke and mirrors. This is diversive measures, friends, to keep your eyes off of what they're really doing. It's WWF at its very worst. And if you think I'm kidding, go ahead and check out the $1.2 trillion omnibus bill that Donald Trump signed on the weekend of March for Our Lives, just for the records. As a matter of fact, in parallel to New Zealand, the Parkland shooting in Florida, again, behind the March for Lives, did you know that that march, the permits were applied for 2 months before that school shooting took place for the March for Our Lives? Weekend, did you know that? No. Nothing happens in politics that's not first planned, said who? Just pay attention to what's going on. We'll be right back.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.